May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. How can Jesus possibly expect us to feed all these people with just this? I mean, this would hardly be enough split between us. It would barely even feed us. And there must be thousands of people gathered here. To be honest, I kind of can't believe all these people came out just to see him. And so many of them are ill and hungry and in need. How can we possibly feed them all? And what will they do to us when they realize we don't have enough to go around? You know, some days I wonder what we're doing. I wonder why we are following him. I mean, I know we've seen great things, but some days those signs and miracles just seem too few and too far between. What are we doing here? And how is someone like me, someone with such doubts about this whole thing, how am I supposed to go out and share it with others? How can I share faith in things that I'm not even sure that I have seen and experienced? How am I supposed to encourage others to follow someone that I have my own reservations about? What time do I really have to give to this, following this guy around? What time do I have to give to this uncertain cause? I hardly have time to scrape together a living, to take care of my home, buy the food, wash the clothes, cook for my children. The living that I'm making seems hardly enough for them to live with. And when I leave them to do this work, I feel so anxious. Will they have enough to get by? Will they struggle in their adult years? Can I pay even next month's bills? We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. How can you expect us to feed the multitudes with that? We might not be so unlike the disciples in the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. We wonder how we can possibly fulfill our calling with the little bit that we have. I have only a little faith. How can I possibly teach the faith to others? I have only a little wealth, and so many are in need. How can I possibly help those in poverty? I have only a little time, and so much needs done. How could I possibly volunteer at church? Our stewardship committee chose this story to guide us in our giving in the coming year, to help us consider our pledges of treasure and of time and talent to God. In the smallness of the loaves and fishes that are offered, I saw the smallness of our own congregation. I mean, if we're honest, St. Stephen's is not a large church, right? I mean, we don't have a huge Gothic sanctuary with flying buttresses and massive stained glass windows. We don't have an abundance of programming going on all the time. We don't always appear to have a wealth of volunteers or money or resources. We offer what we can, but is it enough? What does our King have to say to our meager offerings here in this small church? Today we commemorate not only Commitment Sunday, but we honor Christ as King. We celebrate this Sunday as the sort of New Year's Eve of the church year, the capstone before we delve back into the pattern of church seasons and holidays. This is a day that honors God as the power above and beyond all human powers, as mightier than any worldly problem we might face, as whose kingdom is everlasting, unlike our kingdoms here on earth. This is a king who most certainly deserves no small offering. As we glimpse our king through the story of the feeding of the 5,000, we may just ask ourselves what kind of king Jesus is. What kind of king do we see in the story of more than 5,000 fed by a meager offering of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Well, firstly, we see a king that mourns, a king that grieves for the loss of his friend. At the beginning, it says, when he heard this, the thing that Jesus hears is that his friend, John the Baptist, has been beheaded. Jesus seeks out a solitary and deserted place to pray and grieve and remember his friend. This is a king with a tender human heart. We see a king that responds to physical as well as spiritual needs. Jesus sees the multitudes and has compassion on them. The Greek word for this, we lose it when we translate it to English. The Greek word means for your insides to be twisted and wrenched, for your guts to be twisted up. That's what compassion is. We have a king who looks at those in need and whose guts are twisted up, and he responds. He cures their sick. He feeds the hungry, and he preaches the good news. We see a king that feeds everyone. A king who doesn't stop to ask how or pause to ask if the multitudes are deserving. He doesn't wait to see if they have enough to feed everyone tomorrow. He sees their need now and he feeds them. We see a king that empowers others. A king who shares his power with the disciples to bring them into the good work that he is meant to do. A king with a tender heart. A compassionate king. A king that feeds us all and empowers us to serve. That is Christ the King. So today, on Commitment Sunday, we, as we respond in thankfulness and in homage to our King, we can be assured that it is this King who receives our gifts. We offer whatever seemingly little bit we have, a little faith to talk about with others, a little time or talent to volunteer in service, a little money shared with those less fortunate, shared with a little church. We give to God whatever we are able to give in total trust of our King, in complete trust of Jesus' mercy and Jesus' might. When we give, we may just end up as astounded as the disciples were that day in front of the crowd of 5,000. We may find that whatever little we are able to offer, God can multiply the loaves and the fishes of our own lives so that every belly is satisfied and there are even leftovers. We may offer a little time to the children and youth of this congregation and see how the faith is multiplied in the next generation. We may offer a little time to help prepare the altar, as our altar guild does, or to sing or serve as an usher. And we might see how worship multiplies our faith and the faith of those around us. We might offer our energy to plan a meal here, or our cooking to bring a dish, and see how love is multiplied between us in the breaking of the bread. We may look at the abundance that we really have, our homes, or our cars, our bank accounts, or our investments, our basements, or our closets full of things. And we offer out of thanksgiving for this. We offer our 10% or our 5% of our financial resources, still really a small portion of the total. We offer this and see how the good news of God and Christ might be multiplied and shared further and wider in new ways at St. Stephen's. Jesus doesn't feed the crowds out of thin air. He doesn't conjure up a meal for the multitudes out of nothing. It takes that small offering first. If we are able to take a step and offer ourselves, our time, our talent, or our treasure to God, then we can be assured by this story, great things will happen, even at a small church. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000. Thanks be to God. Amen.